live Sunday night edition, kicking off hour number two in studio tonight. It's Daryl.
And Mark.
And you can call in, take control, talk about whatever it is that you want. The Pro XPN toll-free call-in line is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. Username is lrn.fm. We do ask that you send a contact request first. That way you can send a message, let us know what it is that you want to talk about when you call in on Skype. And back to the phones and the fun. William in Madison, Wisconsin, wants to talk about government representatives. William, what's on your mind?
Well, not only does it kind of spit on the whole idea of representation. I mean, if I was a lawyer, I'd be offended by the notion that somebody can be a representative without the explicit consent of the representative. But this whole tinkering with hows and the whos and the whats and the where and the why and all this, it your earlier caller, I think it was Dave out of I forget where, but he asked the question, does that readdress the nature of government? And it doesn't. It skims the surface. I mean, it's like all the tinkerings of the old geosystem models of the what's actually the solar system, models of the planets and such. And so they kept on tinkering with that without reassessing the premise. And, you know, really the whole idea of can you have too much liberty is kind of a misnomer. I mean, really, it's not about, it is about that, but it's about control. And right
now, that's exactly what it is. It's like a farmer saying about the chickens. Should I let them out for an extra hour every day? I mean, who the hell, in the case of human beings, who the hell are you to say whether what my human liberty is? If I haven't harmed anyone, if I haven't aggressed on anyone else's rights, then you have no right to aggress upon mine.
Oh, but you might, though. So this is for your own protection, don't you?
Right.
You know,
anything could happen, right?
Wear your proverbial seatbelt. The whole notion needs to be readdressed, and what I would challenge every statist to consider is the removal of responsibility from one to own themselves has some repercussions because we don't live in a linear situation. I mean, it's not as straightforward as we make these rules and we all go by them. That has an effect on how we behave in everyday life. And, people are following this obvious pattern. When somebody throws trash on the ground, no one else feels obliged to tell that person they're out of line because that's
the job of the authorities, right?
That's the problem.
Yeah. Well, so I don't own that, 6-inch by 6-inch plot of grass that they just threw something on. So it's not my responsibility.
Yeah, not my responsibility, right? That's fine if you choose to live that way. The problem is, folks right now aren't really challenged to own themselves, and in a completely anarchist system, what you then have a gap in is not a power gap. That idea of a power gap is a story that's told by the rulers. You get rid of the virus and the organism thrives, period. Without that, then you have institutions that arise that give people a way of expressing in a formal manner, I own myself. And that means that I own my actions. That means I own the consequences of my actions. And I think we've all known this since grade school. I mean, the phrase is like own up to it. That's a real thing, or take it back. When you say a bad name to somebody or you hit them on the playground, take it back, right? I'm sorry, I take it back. I didn't mean to, right? Or if you crash your car against somebody, you have to own up to that. And that's why we get insurance, because we all make mistakes, et cetera. So all these little problems that people think are some kind of an impetus for monopolistic violence are really not a problem. We've solved these for centuries in ways that are much more productive than having some kind of preconceived notion of what kinds of rules and the ifs and the ands and the fors and the whys and the wheres and the hows. Let's just figure all those out ahead of time, that's nonsense. And we're learning that's nonsense because now we have folks who are going to, you know, just make up anything under the sun. You know, don't smoke your e-cigarette. Why not have a law against eating while you're driving? Oh, because nobody would want that because everyone wants to eat while they're driving.
Okay, well, so actually, William, in a lot of places, in a lot of places, they have laws against what they call distracted driving. And the term distracted driving is never defined. So it could be something as, you know, small as, well, I saw William eating a cheeseburger while he was driving, and he looked to be counting the sesame seeds on his bun, and he swerved 3 inches to the left.
My uncle got a ticket for eating while driving in California. So, I mean, these things do happen. William, I generally agree with what you say. Here's the one critique I've got. If you could get everything you wanted without using the word anarchy, would you get it? Would you make that trade?
Semantics aren't the issue. The issue is...
Semantics absolutely are the issue, sir. You are a national radio, and the only thing people can hear is your voice saying words. Semantics are the issue.
Semantics, I guess, in that context, yes, they're the issue.
Yep, that's the issue.
The only acceptable end
when you say the term anarchy, people say to themselves, well, we can't live without government, but you're not talking about living without government. You're talking about people having voluntary access to the kind of governing that they wish to have.
Yeah, I mean, government doesn't exist in the first place. You know, that's part of the problem. Just like the divine rule of kings was once an acceptable idea, the notion that one man can govern another is foolish. And of course, that level of discourse, I don't think will ever arrive there in the near term. So you know, going along with the semantics of a free state, I think that's the sort of bridge to doing away with that whole discussion altogether. A free state, you know, going along with the free state project, that sort of thing. Getting this group of people to derive their revenue from voluntary means is really the end game in the short run, and it's achievable. If they provide value-added services, they can form contracts. Surface rights are a well-known concept. And if they instead were to own their property as a contractual ownership and do as such as a renter does, then they have contractual obligation to live up to certain terms. And if they don't, well, you know, then the contracts work accordingly. So... I think, you know, that initial transition to having a voluntary state where they have to then own it as property is a necessary step to start the evolution, right?
William, thank you for the call.
One thing that I thought was prescient about what he was saying was, look, you can only give away the rights that you have.
Yes.
I can only give to the state the right to protect me. I can't give to the state the right to protect you. I can only give to the state the right to, collect my garbage, not to collect your garbage.
Right.
If there's six people in town and five of them say, let's collect the garbage, and the sixth person says no, that person has a right to take their own garbage to the dump.
Yes.
And, I'm using garbage here is just because all these government services are the same. Now, you know, many people will say, oh, but what about the military? That nobody will pay into the military. Well,
there would be people that would pay into the military.
Well, when you look at income taxes, which is the vast majority of taxation here in the United States, you see that there's only 144 million tax returns filed out of 310 million people. That's fewer than half.
Right.
You see that fewer than half of those people actually pay taxes, and less than half of that goes towards the military. You're talking about a small percentage of the population actually funds the military today. It's nothing different.
Yeah. The only difference would be that it would then be voluntarily funded, not funded through the threat of force. And I want to touch on this thing that government doesn't exist, that government is made up. We'll get to that when we come back. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-564-6941. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. In studio tonight, it's Daryl
and Mark.
And we're taking your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the Pro XPN toll-free call-in line. We also have Skype. Send a contact request to lrn.fm, and then we will accept that. Then you can just go ahead and call in. But we would appreciate you sending a message, letting us know what it is that you want to talk about. And, again, that's the Skype, lrn.fm, or toll-free 855-450-3733.
At coffee.freetalklive.com, you can get a free pound of the best coffee. It's BuzzBox. It's shade-grown, which means that if you have sort of the acid reflux from drinking coffee, shade-grown coffee addresses this issue. Generally, people that have that problem don't experience the same thing with shade-grown coffee. It's 100% organic, which is important with an absorbent crop like coffee, which is often grown in, you know, countries where we have no idea the conditions and the kind of pesticides and, you know, even lead in the gasoline. This is important stuff. But BuzzBox is it's competitively priced with other high-end coffees. But what they do that I think is so incredible is they really do care about the people that grow their coffee. They issue microloans to people to enter their coffee co-op. These are families who are able to live a better life and break the generational chains of poverty. Also, they allow people like Free Talk Live to get folks like you, coffee drinkers who listen to us, on board to help buy coffee and issue microloans to other folks doing other things who, you know, maybe they don't want to grow coffee. Maybe they want to make shoes or get a sewing machine and, you know, they want to help their community. These things are incredibly powerful. We're trying to get a thousand listeners to help us simply buying your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Help us by drinking coffee, and we will get 100 microloans issued to people in poor countries. Just get started now by getting your free pound of coffee. Try it out, coffee.freetalklive.com. You pay the shipping. You can cancel your subscription after the first order. It's coffee.freetalklive.com.
Now, the last caller that we had, William, towards the end of his call, made the statement that government doesn't exist. And I would contend that that is an absolutely false statement, that government most certainly does exist. Every family that exists in the world is a government. There are rules that are established. Some are, known by all. Some are written. Some are unwritten. But there is most certainly government that does happen and does exist in every family. This radio show, to some extent, has a government.
Yeah, the rules are established and you follow the rules.
The person sitting in this chair,
the first seat,
the chair that I'm sitting in right now, runs the show.
Yep.
This person makes the rules.
Right. I told you beforehand, you're picking the show prep tonight, and you pick the thing, because that's ultimately, you are the decision maker. If I say you've got to do something, well, I'm going to have to come around there and run that seat. And
right, because I could just reach over and hit the mute button, and then nobody would hear Mark
right.
until Mark calms down. And, so there is a government that does exist on this radio show. There's a government that exists within every family. There's a government that exists within every interaction that every person has throughout the day.
So government is, basically it comes down to ownership. I govern my car because it's mine. I decide who drives it, who doesn't, I've got the deed to it, that kind of thing. Essentially what the caller is saying is something to the effect of look, these people, if they were operating in any other way, would simply be the most successful gang in a given geographic area. And he's right. He's 100% right. Is government all in our minds? Sure it is. It's who we choose to listen to. The government doesn't own the land. They may control it because you allow them to, but they don't have deed or title to it.
Right. And one thing that is really important is that there is a difference between a government and a state. And that's something that a lot of people never really pay attention to or think about. They just think, well, the government is the state, or the government is the nation. But as I said, every family is a government, but not every family is a state.
It's true.
So back to the phones, actually to Skype, we have Aga, I hope I am pronouncing this right. Aga calling in on Skype. You are on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Thanks, Vincent. Well, I go by Aga, actually, but I wanted to discuss MoneyPackTrader.com, if that's okay.
What is it? I'm sorry, the connection isn't really great, Aga. Say it again.
I was hoping to discuss MoneyPackTrader.com. It's an agorist business that trades bitcoins to U.S. dollars and dollars to bitcoins.
They've been an advertiser on Free Talk Live through recorded ads, yes.
Awesome. So I was hoping to discuss like how their business works, and if anyone was interested, they can check it out more at their website, MoneyPackTrader.com.
Okay,
or,
real quick, we don't generally do sort of call-in commercials, but I am sort of interested. I know they do something different than most businesses do.
Oh, I went ahead and dropped her due to the repeated mention of an advertisement. I know that they pay for advertisement, but you know. We don't really let callers call in to generally, do an advertisement.
Generally not, but and especially with that, the audio wasn't so hot. But I haven't used MoneyPackTrader, but I have talked to people who have used it, and it's supposed to be a pretty good way to get bitcoins anonymously. So that's their unique selling proposition, is that you can get bitcoins without having to reveal your identity. So I think it's a niche in the marketplace. I think it's worth exploring.
Yeah, certainly. And so speaking of, let's go back to the whole idea of government and specifically secession. Mark, what are your thoughts on secession?
Well, secession's a pretty easy one. It seems to me if you can enter into any governmental situation, and that's the idea, is that we're all in this voluntary system. The people want this and the people want that is the things that they'll say. It seems to me patently ridiculous. I don't want lots of things that my government does. There's people in Crimea right now that are being forced to, essentially to have their governmental system moved over to Russia. They don't want that. That's ridiculous. People should be able to secede not just in geographic areas, because I do think that Crimea should be able to secede and move to Russia if that's what they want to do in a political sense.
And that's what nearly 70% of people living in Crimea wanted to do.
Apparently.
95% of 80% is roughly 70%.
I'd like to see an election done without Russian troops on the ground. But it's, at the same time, I think people should be able to secede from Crimea individually, their land.
Absolutely. And apparently secession is popular in Europe. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can also use Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. And generally, Skype sounds better. Occasionally, there might be a connection problem to where Skype doesn't sound exactly as wonderful as we would like it to.
Gremlins of the tubes.
Yes, gremlins in the tubes. But those are the ways that you can get interactive and get your thoughts on the air live during the show.
So Free Talk Live is a little unusual in the talk radio sphere. We aren't just talk radio hosts. We're activists, too. All of us picked up our lives and moved to New Hampshire for the Free State Project. The Free State Project is a project to get 20,000 people who sign up to move when we reach the number 20,000. I think we're at something like 16,000, thereabouts, at this point.
15,500-something was the last number I saw.
It's worth checking, but it's moving on up. And, you know, it's going concern. People are moving every single week for the Free State Project. And it's fascinating. Once we get here, you know, the claim is that you'll exert the fullest practical effort toward the creation of a society where the maximum role of government is the protection of life, liberty, and property. And people are doing all kinds of different things, including setting up the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's a large camping festival here in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. If you're thinking about the idea of moving for the Free State Project, the Porcupine Freedom Festival is a great way to do it. The only way to describe the Porcupine Freedom Festival is epic. It's epic. You've never experienced anything like this. And think of it as Burning Man of the Liberty Movement. It's totally worth checking out. Go to porkfest.com. To sign up. It's just a great camping event, all kinds of family things, parties, karaoke, lots of speakers, vendors, dances. Porkfest with a C, porcfest.com.
And I've already got my campsite lined up, so I'll be there. Mark, I know you will be there.
Oh, yeah.
And about, what, 1,300 some odd of our closest libertarian friends?
Yeah, maybe even more than that. It's hard to say, but Free Talk Live will be broadcasting every night of the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
And back to the phones and the fun. Nathan calling in on Skype. Nathan, what's on your mind?
Hello?
Hello, Nathan.
Hello, Daryl.
You are on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, you were talking about semantics, and I just had to jump in. I like to use I like the bad Quakers distinction where the state is the institution and government is the people.
So try to explain that distinction for me. I love Bad Quakers podcast, and you can hear him at lrn.fm. I don't agree with him on every single little semantic point, even though we're both Quakers.
Well, I already had this distinction before I heard him, and he just kind of made it, cemented it in my mind. So the state is the state of mind. It's like the belief of people that this institution should exist and should do these things, and it's legitimate. Whereas the government refers to people, in this case, like, I don't know, George Bush or a bureaucrat, the particular individuals who are carrying out the dictates of this institution.
So I have somebody who regularly sends emails. He's a longtime listener of the show. He's called in before. Maybe he's just sent emails. I don't really actually remember. He's so much a part of my life because of the emails he's sent over the years. His name's Jet. And what the distinction he makes is never use the term government. Never say government because it takes it out of context. The fact is, it's the people calling themselves government, or because that these are just people. Because government's a scary word. People are scared of government. People are scared of the state, but they're not scared of people. You know, I was having a conversation with my son driving down the road, trying to explain to him, you know, what a police officer would do if somebody didn't pull over. And ultimately, a police officer will execute you over.
Yeah, isn't that the...
not pulling over.
Yeah, isn't that scenario, I forget, is that the aggression principle? I forget what Michael Dean called it.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, that escalation where he pulls you over, and then you don't show him your license, and then he pulls his gun, and you pull your gun, and turns into a gunfight, and then it's all, you know... goes downhill.
One thing I can tell you is you pull a gun on a state worker and it is going to go downhill. It's going to get pear-shaped real quick.
So also there's a third thing floating around here in this discussion, which is the kind of order that would exist in a free environment or a free society. And maybe confusingly, I like to use the term law for that instead of government. It sounds like you like to use government for that.
I'm not exactly certain of what the distinction here is. Restate it.
Nathan?
Oh, where the person in the first chair gets to set the rules and it's voluntarily agreed to. And you don't call that the state. I would call that law, like voluntary law.
I just those are just rules. Those are just agreements between people. And mostly people can get along that way pretty easily. I wouldn't call that law. What I would call law is the non-aggression principle. What's pretty obvious is that people know what fair is. Now, they may disagree on what it is, but fair is something it's universal, is this belief in sort of fairness. The non-aggression principle, if I strike you, you're going to likely to strike me back and or do something to get me back. In the same way, if I drop a rock off of a cliff, that rock's going to fall down. Those are laws. They're immutable, essentially. Whereas rules, people are going to certainly make up their own rules, but they make up all kinds of different rules. There's different rules at my house than there are at Ian's house.
That's certainly true, and that's not a bad thing. I just think when people, it's easy to get confused over these terms like law or government because they mean so many different things. Like in Europe, for example, when they talk about the fall of a government, they don't literally mean that there's chaos in the streets. They just mean that a particular elected
the current parliament has gone out of power, if you will. Nathan, we're having problems with your internet connection. Skype keeps saying that you get disconnected, so had to drop you, but I would have loved to continue the conversation there because it is something that a lot of times people don't really catch the minutiae between government and state and governance and law and rule of law and rule and law. You know, there's all these words that sound like they mean the same thing,
right,
but they all mean slightly different things.
And to some extent, I realize I'm taking license with the language when I say something like, you know, government is what people want. Government is an organization. They're meant to protect you. That's what people want, and they do want government. It's obvious. All you have to do is talk to people, and you'll find relatively quick they want an organization that protects them. Now, the question is, this is a monopoly organization that protects you, like the state. I realize that's me, you know, taking license with the language. I'm just using one of the words out there to describe it, because I think the state is a scarier term. That's why I choose to do that. But people don't necessarily, once you can reveal to them, look, you can have government without having an organization that claims a monopoly privilege on government. And that, you know, 300 years ago, when the Quakers arrived in on Puritan soil, the Puritans executed them and cut off their ears and tarred and feathered them and did a variety of things to them, because they didn't believe that people of different religions could live in the same landmass. Now people of different religions live on the same street. So you're telling me that people can't have different protection agencies that live in the same street, that somehow you know, the marketplace can provide plumbers to people who don't all have the same plumber on the same street, but they can't provide trash pickup or police services, fire services, or a variety of other things? Who lives in the fantasy land now?
Well, and it totally denies history, because for 2,000 years, Ireland was one of these polycentric civilizations, as was much of the Middle East. More on this when we come back. This is Free Talk Live.
Everybody wants to know, what can you buy with bitcoins? Isn't there like a Bitcoin General Store or something? Well, yes, now there is, and it's at bitcoingeneralstore.com. BitBrew and the Bees Brothers have teamed up to create a place where U.S. customers in the lower 48 can shop for, well, anything, with free shipping. What can you find at bitcoingeneralstore.com? Bitcoin apparel, stickers, gifts, precious metals, physical bitcoins, coffee and honey, of course, and electronics and computer accessories. The folks at Bitcoin General Store are true Bitcoin believers who don't even use third-party payment processors. They get their inventory direct with Bitcoin and pass on the savings to you. Shop at BitcoinGeneralStore.com with confidence that you are supporting a real Bitcoin economy. You've got to see what they have to offer. Visit BitcoinGeneralStore.com today. That's BitcoinGeneralStore.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze-Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze-Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Live on a Sunday night. Yes, I realize that that's something that you're not very used to, is live programming on a weekend at night. But we are live all 7 nights of the week.
Things could have been kind of bad here, Daryl. So Brian and Stephanie. Stephanie went away on a vacation. Brian, I'm not exactly sure where he is, but he wasn't able to come in this evening either. They warned me last week. I probably should have given you more warning than I did. And then I took ill on Friday. Now, I don't sound great, but the question I had to answer for myself today is, because I can call in and I can tell our syndicate, hey, run a recorded show. But Free Talk Live has been live for 7 nights a week, or every night that we were meant to broadcast, including, you know, we even had internet shows before we started doing the Sunday show.
Christmas, New Year's, Easter, 4th of July,
yep.
Groundhog Day,
Arbor Day, it doesn't matter. We've been here. And if I called in sick on a day that Brian and Stephanie weren't going to be here, that was going to stop that run. And I just wasn't willing to do it. So I, you know, begged you to come on in, plied you with a couple of bucks, and here
and
you are.
And food.
Yep, and yeah, actually brought you a meal, you know. I mean, I know you were in the midst of doing a show and cutting ads and stuff, so you needed food. And I just want people to know that, look, Free Talk Live's committed to bringing you live content 7 nights a week. And that means the radio station upon which you are listening to Free Talk Live, you may not agree with everything we say, but the fact is, they're committed to bringing you live content, too, because they carry Free Talk Live. The vast majority of shows out there are not going to be live. Most of the shows that are sort of,
weekend programming.
Weekend programming
is generally not live.
Yeah, you're talking about gardening shows and stuff like that. A lot of those, the home builder shows, those things can be recorded a week in advance. Oftentimes, some of them are live, and that's awesome, but those are generally during the day. I mean, you know, you're not going to be coming in at 7 to 10 if you're doing a gardening show. So those evening shows, rarely are those live on the radio.
Well, and then the big names that always have a weekend show.
They're at home with the family.
That's their best of from during the week that yep. some producer put together.
Indeed, it's true. Another thing that I think on a Sunday night, that when you look at Saturday and Sunday night in our time slots, there's Free Talk Live produces a show on both Saturday and Sunday, 7 to 10. In that time slot, there's one other show on either night that produces live content. And so if your radio station doesn't carry Free Talk Live or that other show, whatever that might be for that evening, you're listening to something recorded.
Or sports.
Yeah, sports could be live. Sunday night sports, do you think there's
yes.
not much of that?
There's college basketball happening right now.
Football tends to be on Sunday nights, right?
Pro football is Sundays, yes.
But pro football is only on, generally on 9 weeks a year or something like that.
Like 20.
Yeah. 20? pro football?
Yes.
No way.
Preseason starts in August. Super Bowl is in February.
Yeah, but generally, I don't think that most... I think it was 14 games or something like that.
16 games plus four preseason plus the playoffs.
Okay. Well, something has to be played the other, you know, 40 weeks out of the year, and that's Free Talk Live. So, yeah, I applaud any station that's bringing live content, be it Free Talk Live or anything else, because that's really what people want on the radio. Most people want to also get ahead in life, and nearly all of Free Talk Live's listeners would like to persuade more people toward the ideas of freedom. But did you know that some of the solutions that people claim will help grow you in the area of persuasion actually backfire? The good news is that 70 years of science shows that even the best leaders can be made better if only they practice in ways that actually work. Dr. Matt Barney, founder of LeaderAmp, has coached and taught thousands of successful leaders around the world for the last 20 years using the latest science of what works around persuading people, convincing of people of ideas. Dr. Barney has drafted blueprints for a new smartphone application to measure each person, tailor a customized developmental plan, and some of which would be you can access through your smartphone to be able to use these tips right in your daily life. His vision is to build a community who can access approaches that really work and support each other's development as leaders. It's a community, and people are getting better all the time. And you can get involved with LeaderAmp, and I've already paid for this service. I'm delighted by it. I want to get the testing. I want to see how to be better at convincing people of things. And I just went to leaderamp.freetalklive.com. I picked one of the choices on the side there, the Indiegogo campaign. Now, it's not like maybe this will happen and maybe it won't. It's in development right now, but it's going to happen and you're going to get what you pay for. It's leaderamp.freetalklive.com to amp your leadership. Leaderamp.freetalklive.com.
Back to the phones. Another Mark, this Mark in Roswell, Georgia, wants to talk about out-of-control government. Mark, are you in favor of or do you oppose out-of-control government? Hello, Mark.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yep. Yes.
Yeah, okay. Your
yes, I oppose this out-of-control government. And first of all, what we must do, every citizen and patients should take, they need to get active. This is an individual thing that if you love freedom and liberty in our way of life, we need to all make an effort to call your senator, your congressman, and even come to the protests we're having in November. There's a 2 million biker ride that is coming to Washington to protest the out-of-control government. And so, first of all...
Just generally or something specific about the out-of-control government?
Specifically, with Eric Holder, who lied to Congress and keeps undermining our laws, needs to go. He should be impeached and indicted for lying to Congress.
Well, I would contend that every member of Congress needs to be impeached for failing to uphold their oath of office, which is to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Against enemies foreign and domestic.
Right. And one of the things where they have failed to do this is by allowing the NSA to continue operating, by having military in, what is it, somewhere around 157 different nations around the world.
Yeah, I think it's
nearly 1,000 military bases. They're creating enemies around the world. They're spying on everyone in this country and pretty much everyone outside of the country, and they wonder why people, quote-unquote, hate us.
Well, yeah, that's a great fact that you raised. The NSA was used by the Obama administration and the Chicago gang to spy on everyone, and they spied on the people. They spied on the Congress, they spied on the Senate, they spied on the Supreme Court, and they probably have some dirt on these folks. They probably have threatened to let the people know of their life, what they've done in their life that isn't probably very good, such as Senator Menendez going to the Dominican Republic and hiring underage prostitutes. Okay. They also have probably got some dirt on Harry Reid. That's why he, you know, whatever the president says, he does.
This is the scariest thing. By the way, the NSA was doing their warrantless spying under the Bush administration, too.
And the Clinton administration and the other Bush and Reagan.
But I just want to point out that this is the most dangerous thing about this. Is a lot of people say, well, if you're not doing anything, you don't have anything to be concerned with. Bull crap! Because the NSA, you know, who has the knowledge has the power. The NSA knows who, which politicians are doing what. And, you know, politician is just another synonym for liar and thief. I mean, so you know generally these people are have done something. This is one of the reasons that Ron Paul was such a frustrating politician to them, because the guy didn't do anything. He was a Boy Scout, and they couldn't get him.
Right,
so,
exactly. Also, they use, with the information they gather, they also use the IRS. To go after these individuals or threaten to expose their insider trading that most of these politicians do in Washington. They come to Washington with a, you know, basic salary, and they leave Washington as millionaires.
Millionaires.
With all the inside, with all the insider criminal trading. This is just, it's out of control. We need to go to Washington.
It's not criminal anymore. They made it okay for themselves to do it. It's not criminal anymore because they made it legal.
Well, my point is we need to, I know you probably live back when Nixon and his attorney general, George Mitchell, history is repeating itself again. He was arrogant, George Mitchell, the attorney general, was arrogant as harder.
Mark, thank you very much for the call.
Go
Eric, Ken, Jared, hang on the line. We'll get you in hour number three.
MeowBit is free software from the Freedom Fiends that allows you to effortlessly view .bit websites. MeowBit works on all browsers. .bit is a new type of web address that's not controlled by any government or corporation. And we'll show you how to register a .bit domain today using a few cents worth of Namecoin. If anyone ever shuts down your .com website, users will still be able to get to your site using your .bit address in our free software, MeowBit. Go to MeowBit.com. That's MeowBit.com.
Look, kid. When guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.